thinking about earlier when you were talking about certain things and resenting yourself. I have difficulties because I don't want to eat sugar and processed foods, but yet sometimes I do, and then I don't feel good because of it. It causes me nervousness and it causes me anxiety. I can feel a huge shift, depression type things, mm-hmm. just a little bit from the foods I eat. But then I get real frustrated, so I was thinking about tapping about that, because I get kind of frustrated with myself because I'm like, okay, you see there's a correlation, there's a connection, but yet sometimes I do it anyway. So it's like these cravings or, you know, my body wanting things that I know that aren't good for me.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating.
And another word for that is self-medication. So you only go into a craving when there's some emotion lurking around in there that doesn't want you to feel it.
Yeah, it's like,
and it can be a craving for anything. Retail therapy.
Chocolate or something mm-hmm. that, you know, just... Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
And usually your cravings are food that you're allergic to.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Because you get a rush of the endorphins fighting the allergy, so then you'll crave it again and again. But yes, so there's two ways to handle that. You can actually, if you really want to heal it, you'd want to tap every day. The sugar craving, don't know what it's about. But if you were to tap just a couple minutes every day, like every time you brush your teeth, you have to link it to something. And just tap on sugar cravings and I eat it even though I know it makes me feel bad, you'll get information. Things will come up to you, insights. But the other thing you can do, say you don't get around to that or you're not consistent, is when you know you're going to eat it, start tapping, just look at it. Just start tapping. And one of two things will happen. It won't taste good to you. That happens a lot. Or you'll eat it and your body will be able to process it normally.
Then I don't want my body to process it normally because I really don't want to eat it.
then tap regularly.
Yeah.
But if you look at a food that you're going to overindulge in and tap, you'd be surprised what happens.
Where all do you tap and how long?
All the spots. You just got to make eye contact.
Just tap a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, go through at least all the spots twice while you're looking at it. But I always found that really difficult. You know, in my journey, it was like, I could eat this or I could tap. Well, guess what? One.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So for me, it was about finding insight, not when I was already at that place. Mm-hmm. But play with it and see.
Mm-hmm.
Play with it and see.
Or maybe when I have a craving, I'll start going, okay, let me tap instead and find out what's going on.
Yeah. And so when you're craving sugar, it's a real blatant, hello, craving some sweetness in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really the sugar you want. It's whatever your child self remembers about being given treats that were sugary.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that you want sugar in your body. It's that you want the connection you associate with sweet food. Because most of us had sweet food at birthdays, parties, celebrations, or rewards. And so you're looking for that kind of comfort level at some part of you that you're not aware of.
What does that mean, sweetness in your life? What are you thinking of when you say
that? Well, think of it. Sugar, what do we associate it with? Every celebration, every accomplishment, every human connection.
A treat,
a reward, an acknowledgement, a validation.
Good
boy.
Or pay for something you did good.
Or even to show appreciation to somebody else. And, you know, all our associations with sugar are around community and other people when we're little. It's not like you have sugar by yourself when you're little.
Mm-hmm.
So they're always tied into something that's sweeter in life than the regular stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Much sweeter than grief. Celebration, parties. And think about it, even at funerals, they don't bring sweets, they bring food. Isn't that interesting? Where everything else, you bring sweets.
Mm-hmm. No, Chinese bring sweets.
Do they?
You have something sweet to overcome the bitterness of
the loss. Now that makes sense to me, but
yeah.
That's not really our MO here. It's like food for the family.
But it's like this gelatinous ball thing. It's sweet.
But look at the meaning it has. So
it's specific to help the sadness.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got to quit talking about food.
So whatever you're craving, ask what is the connection and what does it remind me of and what is that I want to get a quick fix of. Remember I was telling you can piggyback on the EFT energy just by touching? Well, when you eat sugar, you're piggybacking on whatever that means to your consciousness about sugar.
And then whatever energy you receive, whatever information you receive about it, then what do you do about the information?
Well, once you know what it is, it usually pops up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, unless it wiggles down into a lot of other things. For me, my chocolate fix was about feeling guilty, because I don't really do much to feel guilty anymore.
Mine's mostly about boredom or stress.
Well, there you go. So really look at it. When have I felt that before? What is it I want to feel instead? Where do I not feel in alignment with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the minute I knew mine was guilt, and then I would go for the chocolate excessively, and then I'd be like, oh, look at that. I need to feel guilty. I'd be like, okay, well, this is pretty harmless. Go for it. And then that just stopped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was able to resolve that. So...